Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks the 12th of May of the year 2020, and happy birthday today to Florence Nightingale, the Lady of the Lamp, the Woman of the Wound Care Protocol, the Femme Non Fatale, the Gimme More of the Crimean War. Happy birthday, Florence Nightingale. Celebrations today include National Nurses Day in honour of Florence Nightingale, so celebrate by dressing as a sexy patient for once and delighting the nurse, carer, or whichever astonishingly competent, latex-snapping, chart-carrying, human feces-cleaning, knowledge-heavy problem solver you happen to have in your life. Also, International Chronic Fatigue Awareness Day today, which you should celebrate by being aware of chronic fatigue, a syndrome characterised by persistent fatigue and one that is technically defined as a total f***ing bitch of a thing to get. It's also National Limerick Day today, which I will celebrate with the following poem. There once was a man on the Twitter who, though not hashtag all men on Twitter, would make all kinds of fuss until no one could trust any other man who was on Twitter. Your guest today on the podcast is international space lawyer and subcontinental heartthrob, just back from bringing an important case and the coronavirus infection to the for-profit prison colony on Mars, Anubhav Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you. Transcontinental heartthrob is what my wife usually calls me when she wants extra errands done.
Well, coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in India news for our top story with our correspondent, Anubhav Pal. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, a number of mixed martial arts bouts are taking place in octagons and other polyhedrons without the presence of the thousands of cheering fans that make it look like a sport rather than like two humans beating the shit out of each other. But it's okay, because they're still being paid to beat the shit out of each other and they're filming it, which gives it artistic legitimacy as a performance piece on the athleticism of human fragility. Meanwhile, both the US and, to a lesser extent, the UK, as the country's worst struck by coronavirus, have apparently given up on long-term lockdown strategies as economically unfeasible, preferring to go with the, quote, sacrificing an unquantifiable proportion of the weak to please the gods, end quote, strategy of crisis management. And good luck to them with that. It's particularly good for people who can afford to hole themselves up in splendid isolation while bemoaning the fate of the brave proletariat going to the well to fetch herd immunity for the masses at the cheap, cheap cost of however many tens of thousands of lives it is now. At least we can be sure the sun will rise tomorrow with all that sacrifice. Straight-to-camera pre-recorded announcements to follow at regular intervals as opinion polls indicate are necessary. Have you got that going on in India right now? A lot of straight-to-camera announcements, Anubhav?
I think you've just described my Monday. I think that's exactly what's going on everywhere. You know, we've got we've got all these color-coded zones in India. You know, green zone means there are no COVID cases. Red zone means lots of COVID cases. But now, as of Friday, they've done green-orange zones and red-green zones. So if people don't die of COVID, they'll just die of confusion. They'll just shoot themselves because they're in the wrong zone.
On the bright side, for all those homeschooling, it's a good way to learn the color wheel.
This is correct. You know, a parent can always make up their deficiency in knowing whatever is taught in modern biology by mixing red and white.
And in the tenuously United States of America, memorial statue makers are currently making bids for major cities to commemorate the deaths of the brave sickness soldiers whose sacrifice was and is and will be so very, very necessary and definitely not unnecessary, especially in these our exceptional economic climates that are very unlike other countries with lame social safety nets who are only willing to sacrifice a pathetic number of human lives in the virus versus economy smackdown. Exciting job opportunity there in memorial statue building and state propaganda for those of our beleaguered arts community who are willing to seize it. And that's all the time we have for the headlines of stories we won't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because where's the fun in wrestling with your psyche at the lip of the relentless chasm of existential anxiety if you're not buying one or more of the following products? Are you aging? Is your face no longer the face of a baby? Do you sometimes look at your face and think, oh no, that's my face? Have we got the solution for you? Yes. That was a statement, not a question, but the answer is still yes. From the people who brought you beauty YouTubers Halo Lighting, the newest brightening face treatment is the Compact Face Light Portable Face Dazzler. You can't carry studio lighting everywhere, but you can strap a mining lamp to your head and dazzle the competition. No one will ever be able to judge or look at your face again. They'll just have to assume you're dazzling. Bonus head pole to attach the lamp to if you're an anglerfish type. The new Compact Face Light Portable Face Dazzler, available online and in the salt mines of Siberia. You gonna be in the market for that, Anavab?
Absolutely. I think I used to carry a face light before the pandemic, just to light up my face on a regular basis. Now, if there was an advanced product, absolutely, yeah.
I mean, I'm into it. Oh, this next ad is fun. Children's birthday parties can be a hassle, and now lockdown is easing in many countries, you too might be faced with a swarm of sugared-up maniacs desperately forming their own nascent personalities by treating everyone around them as a non-player character in an inexplicably destructive video game. And with modern sissy kids and their pathetic allergies and caring parents, it's hard to know what to offer these picky gremlins, lest you bring down the wrath of their helicopter progenitors. If you're stuck for a birthday treat that's sugar-free but still heaps of fun, run them round the yard in a manufactured competition until they're parched, and then offer them half a glass of water. Half a glass of water is so harmless only the pickiest of parents could object. And we all know there's no pleasing f***ing Marjorie. Half a glass of water, the preservative-free option to preserve the purity of the young. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Party Time People of the Future Federation. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by snacking. Snacking, you'll ruin your dinner. But really, isn't dinner just a construct? Snacking. Confront yourself with your own lack of willpower today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today is Indian news. Anavab Pal, you're our India correspondent. What is happening in the world of India?
Oh, fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. But I just want to know what you think of this, Alice. Yesterday, a man was arrested in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh for making alcohol out of hand sanitizer.
Don't you make hand sanitizer out of alcohol, Anubhav?
Absolutely. Madhya Pradesh was short on hand sanitizers. This guy was a wholesaler. He got a shipment of hand sanitizers, which he was supposed to distribute to individual retail shops. As you do in a pandemic, as a responsible citizen, he said, hell with it. This is an opportunity to sell alcohol. Hand sanitizer is 90% alcohol. He distilled it and started selling it as alcohol. A bunch of people complained that they had alcohol poisoning, after which he was arrested. Where on being arrested, the man said, listen, I was doing a social service. Eventually, someone else will supply you hand sanitizer, but there's a complete ban on alcohol in India. I'm giving you alcohol, which is far more important than hand sanitizer. The man is still in jail. I don't know why, Alice.
You would know this as somebody who travels regularly between here and the for-profit prison colony on Mars. Are there any sort of illicit alcohol sales over there?
There's a lot of illegal booze going around in the other planets. I think one of the first things Elon Musk will do once he is the first resident of Mars is to open bars. You know, I think bars on Mars is the first fallout of this pandemic.
What else is happening in the world of India right now?
Well, I just, you know, before coming on The Last Post, and thank you for having me, I had to look up today's crazy India news. And in today's crazy India news, a noted German criminal who was on his way from Australia to Germany to stand trial, this man is a murderer, kidnapper, was stuck in New Delhi airport because his transit flight got cancelled in the middle of the pandemic. So this man has been living in the New Delhi airport for 46 days.
What? It's like that movie with Tom Hanks all over again, but less charming.
Yes, it is like The Terminal, but only if The Terminal and Silence of the Lambs were one film.
Only if The Terminal included terminal ending of people's lives.
Yes, and the way the news stories come out is the Times of India has not brought out a news story, but a warning. And the warning reads, and I'll read you the warning as it exists in the newspaper today. Please be careful at the airport. German murderer on the loose.
There is some slight ambiguity, even though that seems like a very clear statement, whether it's a German murderer or a German murderer, like a Mossad agent. The good kind of German murderer rather than the bad kind of German murderer.
This is very good. See, this is why the English language is so evolved in first world countries, because you've dealt with all the complications of satire. With us, it's very sort of thing. So it's very straightforward. We're still early days. So our government has just said, careful, German murderer on the loose. And no one went to him and said, sir, do you mean a man who's murdered Germans? Do you mean a German murdering person? And he said, don't complicate it. I'm dealing with alcohol and hand sanitizer. One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. Well, that's all the time we have for our top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hello, Alice, and possibly/hopefully Anubhav. Open brackets, more on that later. Close brackets. Thank you so much for answering my question about sea monkeys. I was so excited on hearing your answer that I spat out some of my half a glass of water. The problem is that I work on one of the Martian penal colony spaceships, and well, you can imagine, that water gets everywhere in zero G, and it isn't good when it short-circuits the pilot's controls. I'm sure my colleagues are fine, but I don't know because I use the ejection pod. Sorry. I haven't heard from them in a while, though. Anubhav, as a lawyer, can you let me know what my position is? Yours sincerely, Barry.
Well, he's just fled the country. I mean,
the non-countries fled into space, presumably in orbit of Mars, outside the penal colony on Mars. He's ejected, leaving his comrades in a potentially waterlogged spaceship. What do you reckon, as a lawyer? I know you can't give legal advice on a podcast, but some sort of general Martian law advice would be great.
Well, Alice, once we take this to trial, you know, once this comes up, you know, the judge will say, where is the defendant? And all we have to say is he's a fugitive in space. he left. It's a mutiny. He left in the middle of the thing. He was doing a job. Now, we don't have a client to defend here. He's run away. He's like a German convict in a Delhi airport. We don't know what country's law he falls under.
Yeah, Barry, maybe that's the advice. Maybe if you can get back to Earth, depending on your jetpack fuel cells, if you can get back to Earth and strand yourself in Delhi airport, they might consider whatever time you spend in Delhi airport as time served on your sentence.
Yeah, that's his sentence time. And he'd be happy to know that courts in India are now functioning on Zoom and they're hearing cases on Zoom. And I would like to, Alice, because I know you're very interested in Indian jurisprudence and the legal system.
Yes.
Because it's leftover British laws. And one of the things that a judge in the state of Punjab did yesterday was he told a lawyer on Zoom to go and change because the lawyer was sitting shirtless on Zoom. And the judge says, this is still a legal proceeding. We need you to wear a shirt. Now, that's what I'm going to say to Barry. We need you in the legal proceeding. If we do a Zoom case and you're missing, we can't just tell the judge, Your Honor, he's hanging out in space. He left. You know, we need him.
I mean, I like that the announcement, I'm just going to go back to your top story there about the German murderer in the airport, that he's been there for 43 days, you say.
Yes.
And it's only now that the authorities are making this announcement.
Correct.
Anything under 43 days would just count as a standard delay time out of Delhi airport.
Exactly. Which makes me think how many tall German murdery looking people are walking around Delhi airport for this to be inconspicuous.
He might come and get you. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Anuvab. Thank you so much for sending your letter in, Barry. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. Your guest today on the podcast was Anuvab Pal. Anuvab, have you got anything to plug?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tons of stuff. I'm going to be making a chili cheese toast this evening. If anybody wants to see a photograph of that, it's going to be on Twitter.
Go and follow Anuvab Pal on Twitter. He is good quality content. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. I'm doing a nightly show. Or commit to the Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor, Jan Carbat, was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.